All right, we're going to roll into our post-race availabilities now with our winning team. We have been joined by team owner Roger Penske and race-winning crew chief Todd Gordon of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford. And we will take questions for Roger or Todd. I'm sure we have a few. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll start up front with Bob.
Bobocracy, ESPN. Roger, Martin Truex Jr. called it a cheap shot and a cheap win. I'm curious if you saw it that way.
I certainly didn't, and he's a racer and should know better than to say that. That was as clean a shot as you can have in a race like this. I didn't hear Kyle Busch or the 42 have any of that kind of conversation, you know, after that race. So, to me, I'm looking forward. We wanted to go to Miami, and to me, Joey drove a great race. He led most of the race, I think, if you look at the number of laps. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's just a comment that I don't think we deserve, and we'll race him day after day. So, sure, it's some controversy that he's trying to spread, but from my perspective, Joey drove a great race. The team won on, you know, on pit road. You could see that how many times he got out front, and certainly leading the number of laps shows the kind of car we had and the job that Todd and the team did. So that's my position.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Obviously, in other auto sport genres, we hear of team orders. With Brad up there battling with Joey, there obviously didn't look like there were any team orders, but were you nervous with those two guys being so close?
You know, not at all. Brad knew what had to happen here today, and you know, I told him, just use your heads. That's all I said, and he knew exactly, you know, what was going on. So, you know, obviously, if we could go back to the first question, you know, Brad could have blocked the 78, and you saw he didn't make it too hard for him to go by. So let's get on with it.
Get a microphone to Matt, please.
Matt Weaver with Auto Week. Roger, over here in the center. It seems like everyone has a fix for NASCAR these days. We have the new rules package coming out next year. We had talked about the Roval, and you thought the Roval was a good idea in short spurts. But a lot of people seemed into what they saw tonight. Is this the direction that NASCAR should really consider more and more? Short tracks?
Well, I think that, you know, to build a track today and find the land and somewhere in the country to add another, you know, consolation probably very tough. But I think NASCAR is going to try with the rules to tighten it up as much as they can. But, you know, these tracks like Bristol and certainly Martinsville are special places, and you can see the kind of racing we have here. And, you know, Joey's had some good luck here and some bad luck also, as most of you know.
All right. Go upstairs for just a minute. Any questions in the press box?
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Lee Spencer, RacingVoice.com. Roger, considering that Joey Logano has been to the Final Four, this will be his third time in 5 years since it was introduced. What is it going to have to take for, and Todd, you can answer this as well, what's it going to take for him finally to break through? He's had a lot of heartbreak in that final race.
Well, I think it's be interesting to see who are the other three competitors. It's going to be very interesting, but it's going to be tough. There's no question. You know, the pressure's on the next two races for the next three. So what we're going to do is do our homework and try to go there with the best car. And certainly I think Joey and Todd, if you look at the momentum over the last 8 or 9 weeks, I think we're certainly in the right position. And our goal, obviously, to come out with a trophy at the end.
All right. Any additional questions upstairs?
I think we're okay up here.
Okay. We'll come back downstairs, and we'll take one from Dustin and Jim and then Jacob in the back.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. I have two questions, one for Roger, one for Todd. Roger, your comments to the first question, you came out very strongly. Why – you've been in racing long enough. You know that things like this are going to happen. People are going to – why do you react so strongly? Why does it bother you so much, the comments of Martin in this case?
Well, I think that, you know, Joey drove a great race. He didn't knock him off the racetrack. It was side-by-side racing at the end. You could see that. Nobody lifted. And to me, I just want to be sure people know my position is I thought it was fair. I thought it was square. And Joey deserved the win.
And for Todd, obviously with being the first one in, we've seen once before somebody won Martinsville, went on to win Miami. Does this allow – obviously, you guys go to win every week. How does this allow you to change your preparation or put more emphasis on Miami, or is there really anything more you can do these next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think it does, actually. You know, it allows you to just not be so focused on Texas and what we've got to do at Texas to win, because, you know, in our situation, you look at here in Texas as both being great racetracks for us, Phoenix probably being a struggle for us the last year or so. So, you know, it allows us to kind of turn one eye towards Homestead and just and work on the preparation for what we've got to have there, and knowing we're in a position that we can be at least broadly looking forward to that and not super focused on what happens this weekend, upcoming weekend with Texas. So I still feel like we had a great test at Texas. I think we had speed there. I think we've had good runs there, and I think we can do that again. But it definitely does allow us to at least look a little bit down the horizon to Homestead and what we've got to do to make sure we're good there.
All right, Jim, go ahead.
Jim Hunter, motorsport.com. Could you just address your take on Bob's question just about the end of the race and how you saw it unfold?
Yeah, I mean, I think Martinsville is, you know, a historic racetrack that's short track racing where we all came from. I think the job that Goodyear's done with the tire they brought here the last 2 years has led to side-by-side racing, and we had great competition, and you know, it's rubbing, it's racing, and when you put a prize that's a guaranteed ticket to the championship four on this race, you're going to have that kind of racing. I think that's just kind of what the atmosphere creates. And to Roger's point, we came off a turn four side by side. It's not like somebody ended up out in the wall and spun out. There's a huge prize there, and you've got to race hard for it.
All right, Jacob, go ahead.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. For both of you, in a year where really the win column has been dominated by Stuart Haas and the 18 and the 78, does this kind of a win, first race in the round of eight, does this make a statement for this team that, hey, we're still here, we're not going away?
Well, I think it's been a great year for us, you know, winning the Brickyard and the Southern 500. And, you know, we had five wins plus a couple of wins in the at Daytona before the 500. So I wouldn't say it's been a bad year for us. To me, it's been a spectacular year. And this obviously, kind of caps the first part of this season. And we go into the last race, you know, for the championship.
All right. Go ahead. Perfect. Thank you.
Christian Coley, FrontChurch.com, the Motorsports News Source. This question is for both of you. Last time Joey Logano won the first race in the playoffs, he went on to win both the second and third rounds of the playoff. Do you think there's anything, I mean, in that time there was something to gain from it? Right now there's not really anything to gain except for momentum. Do you think there's anything to gain other than the momentum?
Well, I think momentum's a huge thing in professional sports, and this is one of them. I think when you look at it, you know, when you're successful, it builds success, and there is momentum to gain. And when you look forward, I think you know, Texas is going to be a great racetrack for us, and something that, you know, when we did that and swept the round with Talladega, Charlotte, and Kansas, we were in a position once we made the first win that we could then just race a little bit more free. You know, it's you're not focused on what if, you're just focused on trying to race and win. And I think that can happen in the same situation here. We can go to Texas and be very competitive, and that builds the momentum going to Homestead.
All right, we'll come back up from Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Todd, you had a new Jackman today. That was the only change in your crew. Obviously, you guys were fast off pit road today. It's easy to assume just one change changes that. What led to the greater success on pit road? How did the new Jackman play a role? But what else played a role in that today? Because I'm assuming it wasn't just one person.
Well, I'd say that the biggest part that made a difference there is that, you know, it's the leadership that this guy sitting to my left brings to our program, that this is Team Penske first. And it's not the 22 or the 2 or the 12. And I've learned some lessons with that and continue to learn. But it's Team Penske. And when we got to a position where we had one car left that had an opportunity to race to Homestead, you know, everybody at the shop and the athletic department came forward and said, how do we make our best pit crew? And, you know, it's a testament to how closely our teams work together, because when you make a change like that, personalities sometimes don't touch and click, and chemistry isn't built right off, and then you don't have all the potential that you had. But our groups work together, they practice together, and they focus together, and You know, kudos to Jeremy Bullins and Ryan Blaney for, you know, making the sacrifice to let us put this kind of, you know, the best foot forward that we could, and definitely put us in a position. We got off pit road first, you know, from third and from farther back. So phenomenal effort on pit road, and I think a testament to Team Penske, the message that Roger sends to all of us.
All right, we'll get a microphone back to Barry, please.
Barry Richmond, WAKJP, Mud Broadcasting Corporation. Todd, as we're looking at the layout of the races throughout the playoffs, I guess with the addition to Roval, Talladega being at a critical point, and then, of course, Martinsville, does it feel like that there's a wild card in each of these various segments, or is this just what you do week in, week out?
I definitely feel like, you know, the addition of the Roval brought a wild card to the first round, because none of us knew what to expect. So there was a lot of anxiety about it and a lot of gray hair that was gained. You know, Talladega's always been that way, but, you know, it's another place that if you execute, you can kind of get your way through. I don't see this round as having a wild card. I think when you look at this round, it's got three definite genres of racetracks. You've got this place, a historic, traditional short track racetrack. Half mile, you're not worried about whether the splitter's a millimeter higher off the racetrack or anything else. You're worried about just making your car turn and drive. And then you go to Texas, which is an intermediate, high-speed intermediate, and then Phoenix, which is kind of a in-between, a short track. It's a high-speed short track. So we've got three unique racetracks in this last round that I think bring the strengths of different teams to different racetracks and an opportunity to capitalize on where your strengths are.
All right. Any additional questions? Just checking back upstairs. Any final questions upstairs in the press box?
I think we're clear up here.
All right. Any final questions? All right. Well, congratulations on officially checking the box to Homestead, and we wish you guys the best of luck over the next couple weeks.
Thank you.
We will be joined by Joey Logano here momentarily.